Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Podcast with Peter Abundant. So today I want to talk about having a stance in something you believe in, who you are, and understanding what it means when you become defensive. So in other words, when somebody says something to you that you kind of that kind of triggers you, right? And you feel the need to either get an attitude or say something back to them to kind of get a rise out of them because they got a rise out of you. Or you need to explain yourself. Ultimately, when you become defensive, it is a symptom of insecurity. When you become defensive, when somebody says something like, oh, you're not good at this, or you're bad at this, or, you know, maybe you're a bad parent, or you're a bad student, or you don't listen, and you feel the need to fight or resist them in saying that, or they make a suggestion and you're like, man, you crazy. You know, you're like totally upset by whatever it is somebody said or did because you take it as almost a personal attack, whether it be emotionally, physically, you know, mentally, you take it somewhat personal. Now, the reason for that is because there is a part of you that actually believes what it is that they're saying. There is a part of you that says, well, maybe they're right, but I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to face up to it. So I'm going to push it away. I'm going to fight it. I'm going to make an outburst about it. And that's unnecessary. So there's two sides of what could be going on right now. One is you identify or you understand what it is that they're saying and you partially agree with it, though you don't want to. And so you make noise to push it away, to fight it. Now, what you could do is when you're secure in yourself and you're clear about who you are, no matter what anyone says, you won't even acknowledge it. Like, you kind of even laugh it off. Like, really? Like, that's just weird, right? You laugh it off, but you definitely won't get defensive, because a defense means that someone is attacking you. Now, if you are secure in your stance and who you are, it is impossible for you to be attacked in that way. You see, it is a vulnerability. That's why they call it being, you know, defensive. You're defending yourself from an attack. But we're talking about a more mental, emotional attack. So if you have a fortress, an impenetrable fortress of your mind and your spirit and your heart, and you are completely secure and you're stable and you're strong in who you are, then there cannot be an attack. Okay? You're invincible. You're unstoppable. There cannot be an attack. So when somebody does say something, then because you're so secure in who you are, it's not perceived in your reality as a reason to be defensive, because you're not being attacked, because that's not your reality. But when you have a weakness, you know, within your fortress, right, and there is an attack, and that weakness is exploited, right, meaning that they say something that triggers emotions from you, like, say, oh, you're a bad parent, all right? Amongst parents, that's something that usually triggers people. You're a bad parent. Well, most parents are somewhat insecure because we want to do the best, that we want to be the best that we can be, and we're not quite sure, right? So a parent or somebody who hears that, may trigger the feeling of like, oh my God. And then it creates this rush of emotions, of frustration, of anger, of sadness, of, you know, hurt. And the ego then defends, or the ego then builds up a wall of, well, no, we're going to defend ourselves and we're going to attack back somehow. And so that's why when people get defensive, when you get defensive, you have to get bigger. You know, you have to explode with expression and emotion. Now, it only truly comes from you actually acknowledging and a part of you believing that they're possibly right and you not wanting to face up to it. Now, you can do one of two things. You can listen to them and see the possibility that they're right because you're getting a rise, like they're getting a rise out of you, right? You're triggered by it. So it's a part of you that identifies with what they're saying. So you can investigate that further and see, okay, why did I react when this person said that? Do I believe that? Why do I believe that? Okay. If I do believe it, how do I change it? How do I change that belief system? Because that's not a belief system that empowers me. All right. Then the other thing is basically do nothing because you're so confident in who you are that it doesn't need to change. Just be who you are. That person just could be saying things just to mess with you. And it's like brushing, you know, the dirt off your shoulders. No big deal. You realize that what they're saying just is not a reality of who you are. So generally, those are your two options or ways of being. So I just want you to think about when you get defensive about something, to use that in a productive way. Every emotion that we have is an opportunity for us to look at ourselves and to see, okay, I have this reaction. Why do I have this reaction? Is this reaction a productive way of being? Does this reaction actually add value to my life? Does it assist me in me being the best version of myself or creating the me that I see within myself, right? And if it doesn't, then you have to process through it. You know, if it does, then you can let it be or maybe expand upon it and allow it to, you know, blossom and evolve and spill over into other areas of who you are. But I really want you to understand that being defensive is a symptom, okay? It means that you have a weakness in your stance. You have a weakness in your position. So if you are defensive, then it gives you the opportunity to look at yourself and realize, okay, there is something about this particular topic that I don't quite feel secure in. And let me investigate why and how I can be secure in this topic. So when somebody does say something to me, I do not have a reaction of defending myself because I have nothing to prove. I'm clear and I'm content with who I am and I'm complete. So being defensive isn't a part of your reality, a part of your existence, okay? So thank you so much for listening. I really hope this helps and supports you because I realize we tend to get defensive about a lot of things, even myself. Sometimes I get defensive. Sometimes I, you know, pull back. When I feel it come out, I pull back and I create a delay within myself to not simply react, but to have a delay where I can think before I say anything or before I react. And when I think in the process is, all right, how am I feeling? What emotions do I have? What is it exactly that I was going to say? Does it actually empower the other person? Does it empower me? And if those things aren't in line with who I desire to be, then I have to recalibrate and think about saying and feeling the way in which I wish to be. All right. So I hope that supports you and thank you so much for listening. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.